You mean every man to me.
Good evening. I'm Kyle Spooner, and you're here for the inaugural episode of Valve Warmers, celebrating the B-listed instruments in contemporary music. I'm going to keep this short because I've been running into some technical problems here and there. Right now I'm running through headphones instead of the speakers, which were working earlier. So let's keep it short and sweet. My name's Kyle Spooner. I'm from Oshawa, Ontario. I currently am going to Centennial, like most of you hopefully are listening. Also go to, and I'm studying software systems design and management. But you know what? You're not here to know about me. I'm here to know about you. Since this is about you and not me, let's get back to the music. So the next song we're playing is Heroin by Asia. So sit back and keep enthralled.
Upon the ground, then I'll take care. to set me free.
Was I'm a Soul Man by the Blues Brothers, as performed by Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Before that was Asia with Heroin. Like I was saying earlier, you're listening to Valve Warmers, right? So you're probably wondering, what does Valve Warmers mean? Like you say, I know it's celebrating the B-list instruments, but again, what qualifies a B-list instrument? A B-list instrument, you listen to songs like Rush. What do they got? They got guitar, bass, drums. Okay, that's fine. You listen to a country song. You got a violin, you got guitar, bass, drums. You listen to funk, guitar, bass, drums. So if that's the standard instrumentation for all instruments, then where's the creativity? My goal with this is to promote that creativity, as in Soul Man, where you do have guitar, bass, drums, but then you also hear the piano being played. You hear trombone being played. You hear saxophone being saxophoned. So that's pretty much my message. You might think it's lame, but you know what? I'm trying to promote this for somebody who likes this, for what this is. Now, that's all this is for, right? So I'm not going to talk so much because this is a first show. I'm trying to work things out. But next week, I'll be back and ready and for it. I'm still going, though. We still got more music. Coming up next is a song by Cake. It's called Short Skirt and the Long Jacket. Now, some of you may know where this is from. If you know where this is from, you can email us. You can Twitter us. I will tell you those later for contact while I remember them. So for now is Short Skirt and Long Jacket by Cake on Valve Warmer.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. Who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patrick. sexy clown. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Something country. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of fun. Something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shotgun, I'm a George Strait junkie. Hi-woo-hoo, play something country. Hi-woo-hoo, now play something country.
Was Play Something Country by Brooks and Dunn. Now I want to let you guys know that unlike Brooks and Dunn, you do not have to shave your legs and pay your money to listen to this. So that was Brooks and Dunn before that. Like I stated before, the song before was Short Skirt / Long Jacket by Kate, which in actuality, that's a live cut if you wouldn't believe it. Now, in the future, this portion of the show I hope to promote for your emails, your feedback. Maybe I can read some emails, requests, what have you. Now, for you, though, you may be asking, but Kyle, I don't know your email. I don't know your Twitter. I don't know how to contact you. This is fine, because right now I'm going to tell you, if you want to send an email for requests, comments, criticism, anything you want, you can send that at valvewarmers@live.ca. That's valve warmers, as in a trumpet valve, and warmers, as in bench warmers, at live.ca. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, tweet us a message, or any of that stuff, the Twitter name is vwarmers. That's just like valve warmers, but you cut off the alv, so it's just v. If that's what we're going to do here, which we can't do today, so I'm just going to... I guess I'm going to go to another song because I don't have any comments or criticism to read yet, but we hope to remedy that in the near future. This next song we have for you, this song, I believe, though I'm not sure, only exists in a live version. Everybody only knows a live version. So I'm just going to play this song and I'm going to let you know what it's called after the break. Thank you for listening to Valve Warmers. We'll be back after this.
East of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song.
You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go.
That was Maynard Ferguson's cover of a Gary Rafferty song titled Baker Street. Now, if you listen to that song, he plays high. He's playing that alto sax big time high in that intro. But you know what other song has an alto sax in it? The song that played right before it, which was Turn the Page by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Now, in between that set, I had a brain blast. You know how I said that we would be taking user comments, criticism, tweets, emails, even phone calls eventually during that second segment? It changed my mind. We're now going to do those second segment items in this third segment, which we're in right now. So I'm going to tell you the Twitter and the emails again, just in case you didn't hear. That's VWarmers at VWarmers on Twitter. And the email is valvewarmers@live.ca. Now you may be asking me why are you moving the segment from second to third now? Well, I was thinking in the middle of that song by Play Something Country too. It's, why don't we do a feature? Going right into that alto sax too and Bob Seger. Why don't we do features? We can feature artists. We can feature instruments. Like both those songs both had saxophone intros. We can feature a saxophone. If you think that's a good idea, email. If you don't, email. If you won't like the show, email. Pretty much email, email, email. I want comments, criticisms, everything. If you say I suck, tell me I suck. If you think I'm awesome, tell me I'm awesome. So I don't really have much else to talk about because, like I said, it's our first show. We don't have much emails from people. We don't have anything set in stone because we're just testing out equipment, trying to get it to run. So this third segment, I think I'm going to wrap it up pretty soon, and that's pretty much it. So after I wrap this up, we're just going to play one more song, and then we're going to call it a night, okay, Centennial College? I was thinking too, you know, this last song, I should make a connection. So I had a brain blast again. Let's do a Canadian connection. This final song, signing out for Tuesday, current time is 6:20 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th. This is Kyle Spooner, and I'm saying goodbye, and you're now listening to Enid by the Bare Naked Ladies. Have a good night, Centennial. Your next radio DJ should be in here in about by 7 o'clock. Hope you had a good one. You are listening to Valve Warmers at Centennial Internet Radio. Good night. This is Kyle Spooner signing out.
You never really knew each other anyway. You never really knew each other anyway. It took me a year to believe it was over. It took me two more to get over the loss. Whoa, whoa. I took a beating when I wrote with those letters. And every time I remember the taste of your lip gloss. Took me a year to believe it was over. Ooh, and
took a beat and wonder over those letters. Hey. And every time you told me to get lost. Now it's not fair to say that it's 'cause I was 3 inches shorter than